Fish Pirate's Daughter is known for its absurdity. For more than 50 years, the show, put on by First City Players, has taken its audience back to Ketchikan's early days of brothels, bars, fish traps, and pirates. The comedic play is original, written by Ketchikan playwright Bob Kinnerk, with music composed by Jim Allguire. It tells the story of a parent forced to steal from fish traps to pay for their daughter's education. Meanwhile, the daughter is engaged to a federal official, tasked with catching fish pirates like her family. Here's a clip from the show. The musical typically involves cast members dancing with the audience and even kissing a few foreheads. Not this year.
Wow, it's going to be a show that you will recognize. In some ways, ladies and gentlemen, it may be a little bit different this year.
That's co-director Elizabeth Nelson introducing the show.
Now, we think that you're going to enjoy this show thoroughly as you do every year. However, I just need to remind you that nobody's going to get too close.
Usually, the show has more than 20 cast members performing for over 100 audience members. This year, to comply with social distancing amidst the pandemic, the production included 6 cast members performing for around 40 people. With 11 named characters, this meant that for the first time, actors had to play multiple roles. Nelson has been involved with the production since the 80s. She says that this year, her biggest concern was safety.
I don't want to put anyone in any kind of danger, and that includes audiences. So in a small space, being able to figure out how to condense the show so that there would be no more than 6 people involved, and then how to make it as silly and fun as possible.
The answer? Masks. The cast turned another pandemic safety measure into a solution to this year's small cast. Each character has its own mask, hand-painted with different mouths and expressions to match their personality. This meant the actors not only had costume changes, but mask changes as well. Jack Finnegan, who played the show's villain, says that acting and singing in masks took some getting used to.
This might sound a little unpleasant, but usually by the end of a rehearsal or a performance, the mask is pretty damp. We also had to do a fair amount of adjusting, just trying to keep them on, you know, especially when you're singing, you know, you're often opening your mouth pretty wide, which can sometimes push the mask right off one of your ears.
But without the usual audience interaction and physical humor, the elaborate masks help maintain the show's absurd comedy.
This is a show that does not have a serious bone in its body.
That's Nelson again. In addition to adapting to the masks, Finnegan says being unable to physically interact with other actors has been a challenge.
We can't touch each other. And so there's a lot of the physical gags that we would normally do, either with, grappling each other or dancing or, you know, stage punches or hugs or catching each other falling. All of that's gone by the wayside. So we've had to be a little inventive.
The cast adapted by altering the show's dialogue and stage directions to abide by the pandemic's rules. Lines were changed to say things like, "May I blow you a kiss from across the room," and "go give your mama a big ol' elbow bump." And instead of holding hands, actors held the ends of rope. Tom Field and Allison Nieder have seen the show a few times in the past couple years and were glad it could still happen this year. And they say that while the masks made some lines a bit muffled, the cast pulled it off.
This versus not having it at all, it's way better to do it this way.
I wasn't fully prepared for the masks, but when I saw all the different designs and the big smiles.
Yeah, the changes of characters means changes of masks.
Via masks was great.
Nelson says that while she wasn't sure whether the decades-long tradition would be able to happen this year, she's had fun as co-director reimagining the show to make it work. And she says the cast has stepped up to the plate as well.
They've completely risen to that challenge and are doing beautifully.
Despite the pandemic, the show has gone on, just 6 feet apart and masked. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Rebecca Tauber. Oh,